Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss how certain foods can fuel a healthy brain. Let's start with the basics. What's the connection between our diet and brain health?
Well, it's all about the gut-brain connection. You see, the food we eat doesn't just fill our stomachs. It's like sending text messages directly to our brain through this amazing network called the microbiome. It's pretty wild when you think about it. Every bite we take is basically a little note to our noggin.
That's oversimplifying it a bit, don't you think? The gut microbiome isn't just some simple texting service. It's more like a bustling ecosystem, teeming with trillions of tiny critters
sure,
that impact
Sure, but you can't ignore the fact that 90% of serotonin receptors are in the gut. That's a clear link between food and mood. It's like our belly is the DJ spinning tracks that make our brain either dance or mope. And
while that's true, it's not the whole picture. You're missing a crucial point here. Inflammation in the gut can lead to brain inflammation, affecting cognitive function. It's not just about feel-good chemicals. We're talking about a complex
interesting points, both of you. Now let's get down to brass tacks. What specific foods are we talking about for optimal brain health?
It's all about keeping it real, Ted. Minimally processed whole foods are key. Think of your shopping cart as a brain-boosting treasure chest. Load up on colorful veggies, juicy berries, and, yeah, even some grass-fed meats in moderation. It's like giving your brain a five-star meal instead of fast food. These foods are packed with nutrients that keep our gray matter firing on all cylinders.
Don't forget about fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi. They're crucial for gut health and may lower dementia risk. It's like sending a cleanup crew to your gut, which then sends happy signals to your brain. Plus, they add a nice tangy kick to your meals. Win-win.
Those are good additions, Kate, but let's not ignore the importance of healthy fats from nuts and olive oil for brain function. It's like giving your brain a premium oil change. These fats help build and repair brain cells, keeping your mental engine running smoothly.
I'd argue that variety is more important than focusing on a few superfoods. A diverse diet ensures you get all the necessary nutrients for brain health. It's like giving your brain a full orchestra instead of just a one-man band. Each food brings its own unique melody to the symphony of health.
Variety is good, but quality matters more. Organic, non-GMO foods are superior for brain health. They're free from harmful pesticides and genetic modifications.
That's not scientifically proven, Eric. You're making claims without solid evidence. What matters is the overall nutritional profile, not whether it's organic or not. Let's stick to the facts here. A conventionally grown apple can be just as nutritious.
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. How does our understanding of brain-healthy foods compare to past beliefs?
Well, Ted, it's quite a journey through time. Historically, the brain was seen as separate from the body. Get this. The ancient Greeks believed the brain was for cooling blood, not thinking. Can you imagine? It's like they thought our noggin was just a fancy radiator. We've come a long way since then in understanding the brain's true function and its connection to what we eat.
That's ancient history, Eric. More relevant is how our understanding has evolved in the past century. We need to focus on recent developments that have actually shaped our current knowledge. The last 100 years have seen exponential growth.
Fair point, Kate. The discovery of vitamins in the early 1900s was a turning point. It showed how specific nutrients affect health, including brain function. This was revolutionary. It's like we finally found the instruction manual.
But that led to an oversimplification. People thought a single vitamin could solve all health problems. It was like thinking one magic pill could fix everything. We've learned it's much more complex.
True, but it paved the way for understanding how different nutrients work together, like how omega-3s and antioxidants protect brain cells. It's a team effort, not a solo performance. These nutrients are like the Avengers of brain health, each with their own superpower, but strongest when working together.
Yet we've swung too far in the other direction now. People are overly focused on superfoods instead of overall diet quality. It's like thinking eating one blueberry a day will make you a genius. We need to look at the bigger picture of our entire diet and lifestyle.
Speaking of diet quality, how do modern diets like Mediterranean and Mind compare to historical eating patterns?
These diets are actually a return to traditional eating patterns, Ted. The Mediterranean diet, for instance, mirrors how people in that region have eaten for centuries. It's like we've gone back to the future of eating. These folks have been onto something all along with their olive oil, fish, and veggie-rich meals. It's not a trend. It's a time-tested approach to health.
That's romanticizing it, Eric. The Mediterranean diet as we know it was formalized in the 1960s based on observed health benefits. It's not some ancient secret, but a scientific.
Yes, but it's based on traditional eating patterns that have stood the test of time. These aren't arbitrary choices. People in these regions have been eating this way for generations, and science is now confirming the benefits.
The Mind Diet is even more recent, specifically designed for brain health based on modern research. It's not about tradition. It's about applying the latest scientific knowledge to optimize brain function. We shouldn't cling to the past.
Which shows how our understanding has evolved. We're now able to target specific health outcomes through diet. It's like we've gone from shooting in the dark to using a laser-guided system. We can fine-tune our eating habits to give our brains exactly what they need. That's pretty amazing progress, don't you think?
Looking ahead, how might our approach to brain-healthy eating change in the future?
I believe we'll see a move towards personalized nutrition based on individual gut microbiome profiles. Imagine getting a custom menu designed just for your unique internal ecosystem. It's like having a personal chef for your gut bugs. We could optimize each person's diet to give their brain the exact fuel it needs. The future of brain health could be as unique as our fingerprints.
That's far-fetched, Eric. You're getting carried away with sci-fi scenarios. Population-level dietary guidelines will remain more practical and effective. We need solutions that work for everyone.
Not at all, Kate. Not just. With advances in microbiome testing, we could tailor diets to optimize each person's brain health. It's already happening. Companies are offering gut microbiome analysis. Soon we might be able to.
That ignores socioeconomic factors. Such personalized approaches would only be accessible to the wealthy. We can't create a system where only the rich can afford optimal brain health. That's not just unfair.
Technology always becomes more affordable over time. This could revolutionize preventive healthcare. Look at how smartphones went from luxury items to everyday necessities. The same could happen with personalized nutrition. It's not about creating a divide. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare.
I think we'll see a focus on sustainable plant-based diets that are good for both brain and environmental health. It's like killing two birds with one stone. Or should I say, feeding two birds with one scone. We can nourish our brains while also taking care of the planet. That's the kind of win-win solution we need for the future.
Interesting. What about the role of supplements in future brain health strategies?
Supplements will become more targeted and effective, possibly replacing some foods in our diet. Imagine popping a pill that gives you all the brain benefits of a Mediterranean diet. It's like having a gourmet meal in a capsule. With advancements in nutrient extraction and delivery, we could bypass the need for certain foods altogether.
That's a dangerous path, Eric. You're oversimplifying nutrition again. Whole foods provide synergistic benefits that can't be replicated in a pill. It's not just about isolated nutrients. It's about
not necessarily, Kate. Advanced supplements could provide optimal nutrient combinations without the downsides of some foods. Think about people with allergies or dietary restrictions. This could be a game changer for them. We could engineer.
That's ignoring the importance of the eating experience and cultural aspects of food. Meals are more than just fuel. They're a social and cultural experience. We can't reduce everything to a pill.
Culture can adapt. If we can get better brain health outcomes through supplements, why not embrace that? We've changed our eating habits before. Remember when margarine was considered healthier than butter? If science points us towards more efficient ways to.
Because it's an oversimplification of nutrition science and human behavior. You can't just ignore centuries of food culture and the complex psychology of eating. People aren't robots, Eric. We don't just fuel up like cars at a gas station.
Well, this has certainly been a thought-provoking discussion about the future of brain-healthy eating. It's clear that while science continues to advance our understanding, there's still much debate about the best approach. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for sharing your insights and perspectives.